Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee. And join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Great to have your company this Wednesday afternoon. It is December, which means it's all about Christmas. It's all about chaos. So, I tell you what, take 25, pour yourself a cuppa, put your feet up, and join the conversation. You're with Mariska and Irene, listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM.
Build a fire and gather round the tree. Fill a glass and maybe
and I so love Ed Sheeran. He is such a brilliant young man. I'm just looking forward to what he's going to throw at us for the next year.
I know that you loved him, and we will. And it's December, it's Christmas. I told you we'd start with the Christmas songs, but great song there, yeah, from Ed and Elton John. Yeah.
So have you got yourself into the Christmas spirit and started to get your shopping done yet?
Oh, I got my shopping, but the Christmas lights are up. We haven't got our Christmas tree yet, but the Christmas lights are up. So they're all round, hanging off the gutters and hanging off the railing. And they're at our gateway and a few of those solar ones. So there's spirits in there, but shopping. Look.
Well, I keep thinking about pulling those red lights out that I've gotten, but every time I turn them on, I go,
colored ones.
Well, I've only got those and I haven't used them, and it's sort of like I'm going to waste them if I can't buy them different colour. I'll see if I can swap them with somebody. There's bound to be somebody else that can make use of them.
Actually, what you could do is buy another short one and twirl them around each other so you've got like loads of colours within your red ones.
Well, these are sort of those. These are round red lights that are magnetic, so they sit to the bottom, because there's nowhere where I can really hang lights unless I put sellotape or something like that, and which is, you know. So, I mean, I can't use pins in the van.
You can use those hooks. You know those hooks where you pull the back off so when it comes off it doesn't rip your wall off. You know, those things.
Yeah. I've got those, and I can use those, but they don't stay on very long. So it would mean every time I stop, I'm putting the lights up, but then every time then I'm taking them down again. Too much work. But these other ones are sort of magnetic and they stay. That's why I bought them, because they're magnetic and they stay on the van all the time. And you can just turn them on at night, sort of thing. But yeah, only white and red was the colours I could buy. So
I'll keep a lookout for you. And if any of our listeners out there, if you've seen those magnetic lights that you can just stick on your van, do let us know so that we can get Irene out of the red light district and into her van comfortable with all of her lights shining away. Hey, now listen, I think I'm just trying to remember. Obviously, it's all go at this time of the year, but you must be about to cross over to the mainland, the South Island. You're taking the ferry, aren't you?
Well, very, very, very exciting, yes. And so far, it's all on target. It's quite interesting. I have a whole list of instructions that, you know, about how to, I've got to be there an hour before, and but it's very straightforward. It's very, very well organised how to get onto this ferry. I mean, I've crossed in the ferry many times in person, but not in the van, you know. So it's quite exciting learning a new thing. I've highlighted in my list of instructions that I must turn my LPG tank off, because I never turn it off. I leave it on the whole time.
Oh, that's a good thought, isn't it? Yes, you wouldn't want them kind of all going off.
Yeah, exactly. So that'll blow a hole. And did you see that you know, these Inner Islanders, they keep having accidents all the time. And so I'm just keeping my fingers crossed that everything's going to be. I've allowed myself plenty of time just for the Inner Islander. So make sure that they've got their self all together.
What time are you going? Are you doing a day trip or a night trip?
It's early in the morning. I've got to be on board by my final check-in is 7:45 a.m. So
okay. That's pretty good.
Yeah. And it doesn't take long. I'm in picked in by lunchtime. So, you know, it's all good. It's all good. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm not allowed to stay in my van. I have to lock it up, and I have to move into the lounge of some sort. I can't remember what it is. I had a choice of about six different lounges when I made the booking. Bit of an exaggeration, you know me, probably only three lounges. But so I can't remember, but I'm sure they'll tell me when I get there what lounge I'm allowed to go into.
I think you can go in any lounge. I think they just say that there's all these lounges.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a different price for different lounges.
Oh, that has changed then. I'll just take back my words.
I'm pretty certain it was a different price for different lounges, because different lounges gave you different things. But it's a while ago since I booked it. So, hey, you know what my memory's like? I could very well have got that wrong, but I remember them saying all about these. One lounge does something, another lounge does something else. And
well, that could be, you know, because you might have a sit-down restaurant. You might have the cafe, buffet, or, you know.
Something like that. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting, isn't it? So it depends how comfortable you want to be.
I was going to say there are some lounges where you could sleep or shower or something like that, but I might have that wrong.
There's a cabin. You can get a cabin. Absolutely.
Is that what it was? Yeah. Okay. Whatever. It's going to be an very big adventure. Let's just hope that these cyclones that they are predicting, what was it that the weather station said the other day? They are anticipating between 11 and 19 cyclones over the summer period.
Oh, well, that'll be a bit of fun. That'll be something to talk about, won't it?
Not while I'm on the ferry, thank you very much. Not while I'm on the ferry. And last year, as you know, Cyclone Gabrielle caused me quite a lot of stress and looking after people and getting my van fixed after trying to turn it into a soup kitchen. So I'm not keen to do it 2 years in a row. Obviously, I will if we have another one. But let's just keep out to sea. Like, you know, we used to only occasionally get a cyclone. We don't have to have them every year. World, please.
And absolutely. And you have to get yourself down from Blenheim to Invercargill, which is right down at the bottom. So that'll be a nice few drive. That'll be a gorgeous drive, actually, down.
I'm actually really, really looking forward to the whole of the South Island, because although I've been there many times to do hikes and all sorts of things, I've never actually travelled. It's always flying into Christchurch, out again, flying into Queenstown, out again. You know, I've never travelled in a vehicle down there. So this is, I'm really looking forward to it. I haven't allowed myself enough time, according to every expert that's been there before me. But hey, this is all an hour going down the East Coast and an hour up the, I mean, a month going down the East Coast and a month coming up the West Coast is all I've got time.
Yeah, well, that's actually quite a nice time. I mean, it's pretty quiet down there, but it's just absolutely, as you say, stunning, stunning scenery, you know, nice little rural towns to stop off in. But what else do you do, you know? So I think a month going down, a month up, yeah.
What do you mean it's pretty quiet down there?
Oh, gosh, it is. And apart from the couple of big cities, there's nothing in
between. They're having hoedowns and music festivals and all sorts of things all over the place in the South Island. I mean, it's like you're planning your adventure to be here and there and for all these different events that are happening, or avoiding them, whichever the case may be.
Yeah, now you see, this is where we're different. I'd be avoiding them. A hoedown, yeah, that just really grabs me. I'd be avoiding, you'd be going to them.
You don't know what you're missing, girl. Gumboots on, trying to do a jig. Come on, if you've never done it, you've got to try it. It's just so much fun.
So where are all your hoedowns then? So are you going to be zigzagging around down on your way down?
No, on the way down it's fairly quiet because that's just before Christmas. But we've got the Music in the Mountains. I can't remember what date that is. That's, you know, somewhere going to be happening while I'm down there. So we're trying to fit that into the agenda. And then the West Coast. You go up to the West Coast and all those beautiful little towns that have been washed out and wiped out so many times, and somehow they managed to resurrect themselves and they're putting on a hoedown or something to attract people over there again, you know. So even if it's something that I don't particularly like and want to go to, like a tractor pulling festival, I remember was one of them.
Now that's fun, you see. That's fun.
You're kidding me. Give me news again anytime over the roar of tractors, but I don't care. I'm going just to support them because I think it's really fantastic that they, you know, managed to, just the spirit of getting themselves up and running again is awesome.
I remember actually we stumbled upon one day, and it was at the internet. It was an international event. It was an international ploughing event. Now that was actually quite fascinating of all things, because they had to plough obviously in a straight line. There was no of that AI and GPS or technology that we talked about last week. That was just you, your eye, and having to get that furrow right. And this was an international competition. And I mean, this was quite a few years ago now, but I was thinking, how would you even know about things like that? But yeah, there you go.
Well, you have just proven my point. You have just proven my point. There you go. Learning how to plough in a straight line is going to be a skill totally down the tubes, because AI is going to do it all for you and nobody's going to know how to do it. So when AI gets shot down, nobody's going to have a straight ditch anywhere.
I know. Well, you see, you don't need to, because you don't even need a driver in the tractor. It'll do it. But remember, that plough's going to go poof.
Exactly. It's all going to poof at some stage. Just keep learning the skills of how to survive, people.
So mountain festivals off to the West Coast. And actually, really interesting, and for our listeners out there, if you haven't been down to the South Island, it's a must. It really is a must if you're up in the North Island, or if you're listening around the world, come on down. And the West Coast and East Coast are so different in the South Island, so different, and just amazing different scenery. And one thing I really love about the South Island is it is quieter, as in there's not a lot of people down there. So which means you can take your time along the roads. You can just tootle along. The roads are great. Just tootle along and enjoy yourself.
Oh, thank you, my dear. I'm glad you give me permission to tootle now and not tootle around 100 cakes all the time. I am really, honestly, really, really, really looking forward to it, because it is such stunningly beautiful landscape as well. So it's just going to be absolutely awesome.
Yeah, cool. We'll have to catch up. After Christmas, I think we'll catch up, because then you will have been to see everything and you would have experienced your Christmas down there and everything. Gosh, it might be, you'll be so busy, we probably won't even be able to get you back until about mid-January for a big report back in, but we'll see how it goes. We might connect before then. So the ferry's ready, you're ready for off. We're all going to pray for a little nice, smooth crossing for you. And then, getting ready for Christmas. Now, I know you've done all your shopping, because you always do. So all the presents are sent, finished, everything done? Did you find those Kiwi stamps we talked about last week?
Done and dusted, the whole
So there you go. The 6th of December, and you are done and dusted.
I tell you what, there is one thing that I found interesting. Some of my grandchildren I used to always go and buy a Westfield card or something like that for them. But I've gone back to the old-fashioned way, like my grandmother used to do, where you put money in the Christmas card to send to them, to give to them. I think it's so much nicer than those Westfield cards are just sort of like, but if you've got a $25 or a $50 note inside a card, it's money, you know. It's it was one of my great grandchildren, my little 7-year-old, that said to that, "Nanny, I don't want anything. Just give me $10 and $10. I want $10." And I went, "He wants the money. He doesn't want the cards." And so I went, "Right, I'm going to put money in cards. Go back to the old fashioned way." So that's what I've been doing. But then I suddenly had a thought, because my 20-year-old grandchildren, I wanted to put $50 each in their birthday cards for them and post to them, because their birthdays were, you know, I couldn't get them to them any other way. And then I went, I wonder if you're allowed to post notes in the mail. And I Googled and Googled and Googled it. And apart from the fact that they just keep saying postal credit notes or something they're called, in other words, you get a postal thing, is much safer than money. They didn't say it was illegal. They didn't say I couldn't. They just said it was safer. So I'm still confused whether my, you know, birthday and Christmas cards with money in them are actually going to get to the people or not. But there you go.
Absolutely. There's nothing illegal about that. My mother-in-law and my mother still send money in the post. It was all about safety. And remember around Christmas time, letterboxes get raided and things like that. So that's what it was about. It was nothing about that you couldn't do it. And checks and that, you know, when we did used to have checks, we don't have checks anymore, do we? So that's why it became a safe, not safe to send
money, but there's nothing illegal about it. Absolutely. I just think it's wonderful.
Yeah, well, I'm so glad you said that, because I was sort of going, I don't know whether it's going to get to them or not, but I'm doing it anyway, because to buy a post office postal note thing, I might as well get a Westpac card, you know?
It's
the actual money that makes it special for them, yeah.
You're right, because then they've got to go and cash it in. Yeah. There's probably a fee somewhere, no doubt, I'm sure. No, so I'm with you on that. But, yeah, hope those little gremlins that go, you know, and muck it up for everybody else, I hope they're not around. Yeah.
Well, we just hope they're not allowed. I understand that you can't send it overseas. I get that. That's not a problem.
Why would you not be able to send it overseas?
Can't send New Zealand money overseas.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Well, that I didn't know.
You cannot put, I would love to send my grandson, you know, for his, he has a birthday and Christmas right together. His birthday's on the 3rd of January. So I've always wanted to send him money in a card to, can't send it overseas. Not allowed. Tried once. I didn't realise that until I went into the post office and I tried once. And luckily I was talking to the woman and she said it won't get through the x-ray. They x-ray every single, or there's some, I don't know, there's something that tells them that there's money in the card, New Zealand money.
Well, isn't it lucky for all that technology where we can just direct credit now into someone's bank account?
I know, so that's what I do, and that's really exciting for my grandson that he just said, I mean, really? It's nowhere near as exciting as opening a card and seeing the money.
Exactly. And you can't even print. Now, what is illegal is to print one out that it looks like money. So to say, wow, this, look at this, this is what will be in your bank account. You cannot colour copy a note.
Mm-hmm. You just gave me an idea. Why can't I scan a note into a photo and, yeah, why can't I do that? Because it's New Zealand money and not Australian money. And he'll go, nah, this is no good to me. It's New Zealand money.
Nothing says you can't take a photo, but I know you can't scan and print it out and cut one so it looks like it. Apparently, allegedly, that is illegal.
Well, that would be counterfeiting, wouldn't it? So
it would, but it's on a bit of paper. It doesn't look like a note anyway. But, yeah. So, oh, gosh, it's all a little bit complicated now, isn't it? But you're right. There's nothing... I think it was exciting. You're right. Getting a card with and a little bit of money sell out when you open the card, you know, that was pretty cool. Yeah. And that's another thing that's gone by the by, except for your grandies that are going to get them.
I know. They're going to get them. They're going to get this year. So they're going to be lovely. But it makes me laugh. I remember my grandmother used to give me $5. How much do my grandies get?
We won't talk about that, and they're not back either. Anyway, I better let you get onto that ferry. That's about all we've got time for today. But anyway, we're back next week with a little bit more Christmas. And yeah, we'll see you the same time, same place.
I don't want a